It's true. The hops, the haze, all of it. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, that's a nice Han Solo pull there, buddy. Now you're talking about language. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Show for people that like to maybe enjoy their beer a little more. Hi, I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Still testing it out. We're just going to be hanging out with you and drinking some beers, talking about the beers we were drinking this week and beers we're looking out for. And the listeners are going to call us and tell us some things, hopefully, and talk about some culture and all that things. It's just a fun time with some good beer, hopefully. Before the show, I had me a Fresno County beer, Crow and Wolf's Signal Fire Pale Ale. Very good. Easy drink. He's a drink it easy. Had a good date on it. All the things are good. Enjoyed it. I'm ready for a new one. What you got going on there, Matt?
Guac is extra.
Ooh. That's a special beer.
Yes, you drink.
Yeah, sure is. Don't mind I know it. What's your beer? Who is that from? Is that Slice beer? Is that?
If you have to ask, you can't afford
it. Oh, damn it. Fell into that one.
Subtle.
Nick?
Finishing up my tailgate beer, a No Holds Barred. And the last half of Bard is highlighted in red because it's an Irish red ale.
Oh.
It's oak aged.
Somebody must
have. Still only 5%.
Somebody must have donated that.
That's, yeah.
You know, you're drinking a red ale.
It's been in there right. For a while. I'm guessing it's a Wazoo drop off.
I can believe Matt drinks a red ale on purpose, but. Doesn't sound right for Nick.
Oh, we're at the scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, good. Clean it out.
Clean it out.
Oh man. Damn it, Mike. You suck.
We'll be able to help you out next week. Brian or Wazoo Corvette. Oh. Brian, whichever you know him by. He has dropped off some not beer things for the brother, dropped off more beer things and mentioned there's one for you. And then Paul stopped by this last week.
I missed that Paul thing. Yeah,
beverages.
All week I was like, oh, Paul's going to come by the house. And then on Saturday, I just completely out of my mind until like later I saw, I think you were having an exchange with somebody, Matt, or something like, oh, Paul's here. I'm like, oh, shit, Paul. Where's Paul?
Oh, did I forget the Paul? Somebody call Paul.
It was a quick stop. He said he'll try to make a little bit more time on his way back. So,
I mean,
not the Circle K. It was a quick stop.
I mean, who doesn't want to make time for Fresno? I mean, it's not hard.
He went to the quicker stop.
The quicker stuff.
I opened up.
It's all the habit air. There's too much charbroiling going on here in the valley.
If you're around for the tailgate, you'll get that reference. I'm talking about. You don't want to, unless you really love Habit Burger, you really don't want to live by a Habit Burger because you're going to smell Habit Burger all day. You're just going to be like,
all day.
Like, oh, cool. You live by the Habit. You can just walk over there and get the Habit Burger. Uh huh. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool that I smell Habit Burger all day. I love it. All day. All day. I step outside my backyard. Habit Burger. I go to water my lawn. Habit Burger. I go get the mail. Habit Burger. It's great.
I guess deep fried green beans. Am I right?
Yes. The odor of deep fried green beans and ranch is everywhere.
Oh, man. Please char them onions some more. They're almost normal looking.
those aren't too bad. The green bean, deep fried green beans there. They're not too bad.
I wonder, like, if you lived like within walking distance of a habit, just like if you were randomly out of something, like at lunchtime or dinner time, and they were busy enough that they couldn't necessarily tell that you didn't order anything. We could just walk in from like the patio and just be like, "Oh, can I get some ketchup packets and two sides of ranch?" And just go back to your house and use them, or be like, "Oh, you guys got any wrapped utensils or a boxed to-go box or something?"
You guys got one of the microwaves. Could you put that in there?
To see what you can get away with, just walking in there during a busy rush.
Well,
you guys forgot my ranch.
Yeah. Sometimes they're good about the ranch, and sometimes they're like, "Oh, can I get in one ranch, please?" And they're like, "Oh." Other times they're like, "Yeah." And the ones that are all happy to give it to you, you're like, "Oh, is this your first week here?" The ones that are like, "Ugh." It's like they've been there all year. Like, "Yes, here's a ranch."
I had to stop going to the one by my house because they kept like undercooking the food. And I was like, to my opinion, I was like, "It's not a race. Take your time if you need it." So I have to go to the one by Mikey's house now.
Ah.
Which one?
Well, you were going to the Blackstone and Shield one?
Oh, great. Now you just called him out. Thanks. I was trying to avoid that.
I'll try to edit that out. I opened up a Citra double IPA from Kern River. Did I do that last week? I don't think I did. But yeah.
Probably you could bring that over here.
Sorry, bro. There's still plenty of it at the market. I actually bought like the last one last week, at least the one that was there, and then there's magically more. Not today.
They were holding out on you?
I don't know what they got back there. Excuse me, guys.
Yeah, maybe they finally restocked the hummus and behind it was hiding extra Citra.
They're like, "Oh, there's the Citra."
What? Guys.
So there we go. Caught up. That's what we're drinking. And
wait. I gotta ask, have you ever had to turn a can at the market?
Yes.
Because of me.
Yes.
Ooh.
They certainly are one of the better places for dates that you have to worry less about it, but you still got to worry about it. There are some cans there that stay a while, and you definitely still have to check, even the market.
All right. Just check.
Yeah. If it's only when those ones are like, "Oh, brand new," like you don't even have to check that. You know, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Because in my mind has their ends memorized, basically. So I'm like, "No, not new. Oh, new."
The new.
And then once in a while, then it's then it ends up being a fruited sour. And like, damn it. Not all excited for nothing. Well, we caught up. Now I need to figure out what the hell I'm doing here.
I'm going to get a show beer.
Get a show beer. What the hell? Have fun. Enjoy life. Culture. Oh, Matt, do you have any culture looking out for items for us?
I don't have any looking outs per se, but I do have some culture things pulled up. Something I feel like all of us would talk about this evening. And just in overnight, St. Archer is just no longer a thing.
Like, nah. Did somebody buy them and just said, "We're just shutting it down"? Or no, yeah, it was Coors, right? They have them. They're just like, "Yeah, we're just not going to do that anymore."
Yeah, people like kind of gave them crap for being a sellout company. And then Molson was just like, you know what? This wasn't a good idea. We're done with it.
Yeah. It sounded really cool. Surfers that brew beer. That sounds cool. Let's buy that. And then they're like, well, what do we do now? I'm like, I don't know. It's yours now. How do I be a cool surfer and brew beer when I'm from the Rockies? I'm like, I don't know, bro. It's yours. It's just like once Coors bought them, they just like slowly, you saw them less and less and less. And one day you're just like, remember that brewery that was actually pretty good that got bought out? I mean, they actually made good beer when they started out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool branding. It was cool beer. It was newer to our area, so it was easy to find fresh. Because I feel like at that time we were kind of chasing like Mother Earth and stuff that actually ended up being on the shelves for a while. But St. Archer seemed like it had some rotation and they had some drinkable beers. And then it just, you know, and I was kind of thinking about this earlier today. And I was just like, people were always like, oh, the craft beer bubble is going to burst. It's going to burst. It's going to burst. And I was like, maybe these macro places buying these indie places was the bubble bursting. And it wasn't till like retrospect where you're like, oh, that didn't seem like the best decision to make 6 years ago, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. The new owners of the facilities that were closed is now in the hands of Kings and Convicts. So, it sounds like Coors is keeping the branding and recipes and stuff, but
he's kind of like, this is our place now.
I don't know if they're going to just like increase production of Ballast Point or like, start another brand.
This is the Sculpin Brewery now.
The Sculpin Brewery.
All Sculpin all day.
What about variants?
Bring it back. Sculpin variant. Yeah, this is a variant. They don't want to taint the regular Sculpin at the brewery. So they're like, let's just make an all variant brewery, not taint it. Like it was like some sort of farmhouse sour program. And they just want to keep out of there.
So yeah, the SD Beer News has like a big article that kind of goes more in depth, and they probably answer some questions that I had earlier today, but
who has time to read all that?
But it was,
I like XL. Yeah. XL kind of brought it up, I think, maybe on the forum or on the logger line or something. That basically, I inferred from his comment, like, San Diego is just doing a good job at rejecting the buyout beer. Like, basically, if you're a buyout beer and you operate in San Diego, we're just going to shun you until you shut down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, good on you, San Diego. Now you gotta get rid of Tin Barrel. Isn't Tin Barrel still operating down there?
Maybe. Yeah, but Tin Barrel's like a Pacific Northwest home base.
Right. They just have a remote down there.
I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole in this next article, but
do it.
You can read the full thing on the full pint, but modern times didn't have the best year politically last year, and they're still very much emerging and deciphering and sorting and, in you know, all that they can. But they did want to recognize that Jennifer Briggs is now stepped in as their new CEO, and she served as a VP of Human Resources and Organizational Development with New Belgium for over 12 years. So, I mean, that's...
Seems like a good hire.
Going from a VP to a CEO role is definitely a feather in anybody's cap, but, you know, 12 years at a reputable brewery before it no longer was employee owned, definitely, you know, says that they have some skills and capabilities. So I'm interested to see what that will do for them.
Yeah. That sounds like a good call.
Yeah, it sounds promising. So I'm hopeful for that. They're also discontinuing their barrel aged cold brew coffee. So get it while you can.
Uh oh. You're a fan of their coffee stuff, huh? You better get that.
The barrel aged, it's funky. It's a delicacy. It's a treat. You gotta like funky things, but it exists.
Is it? You've tried their barrel aged coffee?
Yes.
Do you get the barrel out of it?
It is Funkosaurus. I encourage you to go find a can at Sprouts and just like pick one up at Sprouts.
You get like
try it out with an open mind.
You make cool it buzz off of it, like a caffeine barrel buzz.
No,
dude, I'm buzzing on barrel right now.
Well, because the beans are soaked a lot in the barrels now. When they're green, then they're still roasted, so it's you know.
Man,
alcohol evaporates.
Shit! What a jip.
This next story goes out to the brother. Yeah. Stone has released their limited release beers. A limited release beers for the 2022 year, and they're starting out with a beer that I'm looking for. But subliminally self-righteous black IPA is on top of the list. It's going to come back with,
only you know, six packs. Lines.
And, I'm looking forward to that.
No bombers. They're not bringing back the bombers.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to be 12 ounce six pack cans, 22 ounce bottles and draft. I forgot about that point, so thank you for reminding me. But yeah, bombers are going to be a thing.
Awesome. Thank you, can shortage.
Keep it up, Nick. Keep reminding us about bombers.
Bert corrected us in the office today. It's not a can shortage. It's a manufacturing shortage.
Can shortage.
So well, if they have the crew, they can keep up with demand.
Is that why there's a can shortage? Because there's not enough people making it? I thought it was like a metal thing. Like the aluminum's just like...
He corrected us today. He said, obviously there's increased demand amongst everybody. But he's saying if they had enough places to make them, we would be okay.
It's mostly Humble C's fault. Like Humble C has like different cans, like 20 different beers every week. And like the rest of the indie beer scene's like, dude, Cumble C, can you chill out maybe 5 minutes? Like, no. We got to make more. Like, oh my God, Humble C. The label approving department had to open up a new wing because of Humble C.
Like, this is a Humble C wing over here.
Yeah. Specialize in Humble C.
Yes, everything.
One day turnaround.
Everything's a beach or ocean reference. Ha ha ha. We all love it down here at the labor approving plant.
This next beer goes out to Mikey because you never know what's in his Yeti when he's out mowing the lawn.
Yep.
And Stone's going to bring back in February the Japanese green tea IPA. It says just IPA. But it comes in at a cool 10.1%.
Wow, they're going to start doing that. They're just like, this is just an IPA. Like, oh, cool. Just an IPA. I'm like, whoa, I'm pretty fucked up for an IPA. Mm-hmm. Stone Brewing.
Like, yeah. Ah.
We're going to tell you it's 10 and a half.
Then you're camping out on the Habit patio without pants on.
Oh, yeah. When I'm trying to set up my tent for like the third, I'm in the third hour of trying to get my tent set up. Not working.
That sounds like a different podcast. Stone's Ruin 10 Triple IPA, late April.
Yeah. April's going to get wrecked.
Dang, mm-hmm. Stone's coming back.
Stone, here's for your modern beer drinkers. Stone Peak Conditions Double Hazy IPA will be coming back in June. Expect West Coast hops and East Coast haze. How about not buy it? Then here's another one in August. So here's the brothers' birthday beer. They're doing the Stone 25th plus one anniversary triple IPA.
Mm-hmm. 25th plus one. I talked to
Greg
one?
About that one. He's doing that.
Yeah. Like, Greg, you got to hook it up, bro.
All right.
Bro, and then let's celebrate St. Archer closed.
Okay. I take back my statement earlier. I do have an official looking out for, but it's not coming till October. Well, but the Stone IRS is officially coming back. The Imperial Russian Stout, for those that can't do math. So that I wonder if that will hit shelves before Narwhal. Because usually Narwhal is how we know
Narwhal.
The leaves are about to change.
Narwhal season.
That's how we know when the gopher sees the shadow. In the article, it says that they will still be seeking through social media additional beers that the fan base wants Stone to bring back. But I think that they're hitting some pretty high notes with those ones so far.
They could bring back their 16th anniversary beer. I mean, that'd be tight.
Pretty sure you have one in the bad beer drawer.
With the lemon verbena.
Oh, yeah.
You missed that lemon verbena.
Yeah. That lemon verbena. That stuff is still there. It's still rocking in there. It's like it never fades. It's just like. I've been aging this for 10 years. And like, oh, I still get that lemon.
That lemon will never fade.
Nope. Those are the things you got, Matt?
Yep. Those are things.
Those are things.
I said them.
Stone's going to have a good year.
Stone, it's, man. Stone's got Matt pulled in. They got their little tentacles all around Matt. And he's like, I'm waiting for the things for you to do, Stone. I'm like, yeah. Got him.
Hey, fans of a release calendar. So if you're going to tease us with beer, just let us know in January.
You're going to be standing. You're going to be standing outside of Bevmo and Total Wine for release. You're going to start the first Lime Fest at a Total Wine.
Yes.
The people that closed the night before, you're going to be standing. They're like leaving. They're like, oh, can I help you, sir? I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm just Lime Festing, bro.
Like, can you plug this in before you close the door?
Could you plug this? Is there a plug on your what is it you're doing? I'm fast. Stone releases, bro.
What time does the porta potty show?
When is that coming? When's the taco truck coming?
What's your hashtag so I know how to hashtag this my live stream? What is
the things you're saying? You have to pull it into wine
or hard liquor. Total wine and more
whiskey. It's the more part.
It's the more and more
whiskey.
You gotta have and more.
What's going on with you, Nick? Culture wise.
Let's see. I believe you guys talked about St. Archer. Yes. No.
Yes. Covered.
So I too will draw from the Porum news that happened recently, thanks to Benj Clark and Donnie James. Russian River says, pause the younger.
Oh my God, the younger release has been pushed back.
Back, I say.
I'm still getting in line.
Yeah?
Getting in line at the same time. They're like, oh, did you know? Oh, I'm sorry. So you know, here you got pushed back to March. And we're like, yeah, I heard. I know all about it.
Just keep the cord hot. Yep. Good.
And then Ed Begley Jr. can come out and say, like, I can give you some beer right now. I got beer right now. $1.50 for beer.
Well, are you... Okay, so if you're line festing until March, are you taking your Traeger up there?
Well, I don't know. The air quality rules, am I allowed to burn my Traeger up there?
Oh, in the Bay Area? No. Man, no, you'd have to be electric or hybrid at least.
Yeah.
Well,
can I get one of those? Can I get one of those green egg ones?
Veggie dogs.
One of those green egg. What are those?
Things? Smoked zucchini.
Yeah.
Oh, the egg one. Yeah. It's weird.
Isn't that just like a new version of a charcoal? Those eggs.
Is that why? Is the dome circulate the heat like a convection type thing?
Some egg aficionados are like, oh my God, I can't believe we're talking about this. They're so genius.
This article in PressDemocrat.com.
Ooh, Long Beach.
I used to read
the Press Democrat.
They call us beer fans. They refer to us as beer fans.
We're fans. We love it.
Go fan, beer. Is that the accurate statement
Let's
for what we
beer.
Do?
Let's go beer. Beer fans.
E-E-R.
We love the beer fans.
We're the beer fans. So we were devastated Wednesday when this news dropped. Is how they begin their article.
Wait, what? Press Democrat talking about but your fans being devastated by the news. What happened? What happened, Nick?
Well, Russian River Brewing Company.
Oh.
Postponing.
Oh, postponing. Oh, okay. Yes. We're like, no, I've got to wait 3 more weeks. Beer fan and I'm sad.
I'm a sad beer fan.
Hi, I'm from the Press Democrat. Can I talk to you? Yes. I need to vent. They're gonna have a new Beechwood in Long Beach. They're getting a new.
They
remote.
Have a new Beechwood.
They're gonna build a new Beechwood.
What happened to their old one? Did they lose
there.
It?
They got the one downtown.
They misplaced their Beechwood.
They have one at.
Like, well, let's just go build a new one. Forget it.
Yep. They were like, "Where is that one?" I'm like, I don't know. Never mind. Dude,
where's my brewery?
Dude, where's my brewery?
I don't know where you leave it, dude.
No, they closed the Seal Beach
location. Yes.
And then
was that your favorite, the Seal Beach?
I enjoyed it when I went there. Okay. That's where I used to go when I lived down there. I would ride my bike down the San Gabriel River to Seal Beach.
Yeah.
And then attempt to body surf and boogie board.
Mm. That was a
terrible surfer. That was my life. Yeah.
Were you a beer fan back then?
I was a beer fan, but it was Miller Genuine Drafts, like all day, buddy. 12-pack of Miller Genuine Draft in the parking lot after work. I've told this story before, I'm sure, but that was when I worked night crew at Vaughn's.
Oh yeah.
And we would, on load nights after we were done, because like that's when everybody worked was load nights. And you know, it was a tough 8 hours. You're just like, it's a, you know, hard working nonstop 8 hours of hard work. And so we would go in the parking lot and have beer in the parking lot after work. And so it's like 8 a.m. in the morning and people are like getting like morning things and going to work in the morning. We're just like pounding beers in the parking lot. They're like, what the hell is this?
Getting ready for them tasty waves, huh?
Once in a while, a cop would come by like, what are you guys doing? We're like, nothing, bro.
Like, night shift.
It's called night shift. We had one place in Long Beach that, or no, it was still in Lakewood, actually. It was right on the border. It was a breakfast place, but they served pitchers of beer. And they did it in the morning as well. And we would just get pitchers of beer with our breakfast. We're just like pitchers upon pitchers. And everyone would be like, what is going on with that table?
Yeah. There's something we haven't done in a while, breakfast beer.
I kind of miss night cream. Your night's off. You're up till like 5 in the morning watching movies and stuff. All right, what were we talking about? Okay, yep, Pliny, younger, pushback.
Hey, Lanny.
All right, it's a good decision.
Yeah? Are you...
Although, it is interesting. I mean, obviously, well, no. They probably haven't started Have they started making it yet? You think, Matt? You think they've already started... making young is younger for Manning right now. So that is kind of interesting. They like the younger is going to be a couple weeks older than it usually is. That could change things a little bit.
Old beer. You think they're, what if they don't hop it yet?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know.
Matthew found an Amazon version of the Yeti.
Amazon's got their own version of everything.
Yeah.
They have their own version of this podcast. It's
Amazon's doing a basic version of us.
Yeah. Like, here, this is a bourbon pour, way cheaper.
Amazon pour prime.
Amazon pour prime.
The perfect prime. I guess it's cheaper.
Well, yeah, but it's not the original. It's probably not as insulated as the Yeti.
Yeah, you think there's something wrong?
I mean, there's probably a YouTube of cut. So there's always a YouTuber that'll love to cuts open the Yeti and then cuts open the competitor. I'm like, let's look at the insulation, bro. So look it up on YouTube. Somebody's probably already done it. We've cut open the Amazon Yeti.
What's the warranty?
The show should buy us the perfect poor parent company should buy us one of each, and we'll cut them in half.
Yeah.
Brother has a table saw. We can make it happen. We'll find out.
Here, golden gods. This is what you gave us the money for, right? To cut open some Yetis.
Then we'll glue the two halves together of the opposite coolers and put them in different conditions and see which half of it defrosts first.
Turns out the gray half defrosts faster than the white half.
Check the facts. Here we go. Here's the reviews.
Uh-oh, you found
check the facts.
Oh, here we
check
go.
The facts, bro.
A live reading.
All right. Only issue with this item. It's not 3 inches thick as advertised.
I told you.
Even at the thickest part. It's roughly 2.25 to 2.5 inches thick.
Even at his thickest part, it's still not there, bro.
But no, this is roughly. This is not exact. This is roughly.
How do you get roughly? You just not measure it? You're like, roughly, I don't know. I eyed it. It was 3 inches.
There's the show title. The reviews tell it all, or say it all.
The reviews tell.
That's true.
Does show. Not do what you'd expect. Only held ice for 28 hours or so.
That's That'd be horrible. Perfect for the beach house.
Yeah.
There's a, if you go back to episode, Mikey, enter it here. You gotta season an ice chest. So you get the first bag to chill it down. Then you add another bag and it keeps.
Yeah, they didn't season it.
Yeah. One bag doesn't do it all.
Yeah, I can't think about ice chests in January, guys. Come on.
Oh. Where do you keep your ice in January?
No one. Excuse me. Sorry. This is why we're not in the studio together, because once in a while somebody will sneeze and.
Omicron's a cold now.
Omicron comes through. What else, Nick?
No reviews that will make you fall out of your chair, but it's very split. Some best cooler ever.
Best cooler.
Others say major those disappointment. Those are
the paid reviews.
Yep, there's no consensus on this.
Best cooler ever.
Yeah, that sounds iffy to me. I'll stick with the Yeti, even though I haven't bought one yet. I'll stick with the Yeti that I've never bought. Stick without.
Yeah. Right. That's my thing.
All right. Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Matt's got.
Mikey, can you read what I have?
Wait, sorry.
Love gold.
Toy. I see toy, and it's a car, a red car.
Mm-hmm. But you think back to everybody's childhood. They all had that red plastic.
Yeah.
Car.
Toy car.
This is from Grimm. It's a single IPA made with Cashmere, Eldorado, Motueka, Simcoe, and Equinot. So all the hops that we care about, and I don't know how Spokies it gets grim, but they do. They're from Brooklyn.
What's going on? Yeah, what are they up to over there at the Spokeasy? What are they getting this? It's a little shady. I don't care how they get it, man. Just get it.
You're all, I don't ask questions, man.
How'd you get this?
Sir, you're all paid up. You can go home.
Yeah, but how'd you get this brewery?
Hey, it fell off the back of the truck, okay?
Hey.
I think we're closed now, sir. You can go. You can stop at, what are you, a cop? Go home and drink your beer. Uita, I guess, is sort of selling out. It sounds like to Hops underscore Hound had this, and I kind of I couldn't understand if there's really if they're still craft beer or not. It was like a company buying them, but I'm like, well, if like I don't even know if that was an investment group. It was just like a company buying them, so I'm like, is that sellout? If somebody just random buys you, so I don't know. And whatever the people say, whether you eat to still craft or not, I'll just go with that. But I haven't seen you eat to around as much. Hop Nosh was a really solid IPA. I guess no. It's been in the market. The market's got Uinta. They just don't got single. They don't have singles.
Hop Notch or Hop Nosh?
I don't know.
Debate.
Either whatever one I said, it will be wrong. I'll guarantee that. Bigfoot 2022. It's out there. Barley wine. Sierra's Bigfoot. You don't have that yet, Nick?
It sounds good, though. I haven't had barley wine in a while.
Ah. Well, get back to your roots or something, man.
Yeah, man. Like bull of the market. I always... I don't know. Forget. Forget is a strong word.
Dude, our Coast Plus is not as good with the beer anymore.
I neglect to look in the cold box at the market because I know exactly where the singles can section is.
Yeah, you shouldn't neglect that because they do have that.
Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff in 6 and 12 and 4 packs.
A Trillium Brewing has a looking out for it for me called Weather Observatory. And it's a total label buy. It's a triple IPA. But, I mean, it's a Trillium beer. We can't get that here, but I'm going to look out for it anyway. And I'm an amateur weather enthusiast. I like that Weather Observatory reference. And then it's got a cool drawing of like a, it's like sort of like a little castle weather observatory. I don't know if it's like a Boston kind of thing or if it's English kind of thing. But I don't know. It's a cool label. It's Trillium. I'll look out for it. I like it. I don't think you talked about this last week, Nick, but there's something familiar about it. So I don't know. Excuse me if you did. But Slice Beer Company has a beer called Java Shock. And it's an Imperial Porter. Wow. And you don't think of Imperial Porters with Slice Beer Company.
You do not.
But they made one. And it's a 10.2. And it's Guatemala Iraza from... it's a coffee Valiant from Valiant Coffee Roasters, which I assume is some sort of Sacramento area coffee roaster. And so it's just, you know, not something you see from Slice every day. Usually they're all hazy, hazing it up. West Coast or hazing.
I think I have two of those in the fridge.
Oh my right now. God.
What?
You better get one to Nick, bro.
I think Wazoo dropped off here. Those. I think they're, Wazoo. You know, just back there in the.
Why don't you go visit your brother? Go visit your brother, Nick. Man, I don't got time to visit, man, every day. We'll just go visit him. Go see how he's doing. He's fine, Ma. I talk to him every day. He's fine. We'll just go see him.
Hey, we send station wagons and Volkswagens to each other regularly.
Instagram messaging, letting you know your family's still alive, one image at a time.
Yep. That's all you need.
Like, oh, yep, look. Look on Instagram. He looks fine, Mom.
Oh, yeah. He's sending me trucks this week. He's doing okay. I'll just call Cobb's Hardware, see if they've seen him lately.
You haven't heard Matt for a couple of days. You're like,
yeah, Cobb's Hardware. How can I help you?
So, speaking
you're
of
looking
them,
for Matt? What? Yeah, like, yeah, he was in there earlier getting some who's nots and what's nannies.
They've who's rearranged their store and now they like carry some like power tools and stuff. So they're like stepping it up a little bit.
Uh oh.
But I went in there on hanging a Sunday, around. And the guys were like still hanging out and watching football, obviously. Yeah. But their hours used to be 4, then it went to 3:30, and it was like 2:50, and I was like, oh, I just need to go down there real quick and get some stuff. I won't be the guy that goes in the last few minutes. And like, the right door was already locked, so I just opened the left door and I pop in, and the guy's like, whoa, we're closed. And I was like, But I was like, I know the sign out there says 330 and it's 250. And he's like, oh, well, he's like, do you know what you need? And I was like, yes, I know what I need. Your store is like 500. In my mind, I'm like, your store is like 500 square feet. I can see both walls.
Yeah, I can like point and go that.
Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure I could grab it from the aisle and put it on the register stand at the same time without moving. It's like they helped me out real quick. And I was like, yeah, I know what I need.
I just came to look. I just want to be like here for 45 minutes.
I was like, you guys will get my cool $15 and you didn't have to do anything.
I like that they closed up like 40 minutes early and then they only locked one door, one side. They're like, well, you know what? Let's just close up early. All right. Lock that one door. Nobody's going to go for the other door.
Nobody will think
to do. Just lock the one door.
Look, the world like, population is like 5% lefties. I mean, what are our chances?
He figured out our system. Look at this guy. He's gonna be here for hours. He doesn't know what he wants.
The Chipotle by my house has had one broken door for like the past 3 months. It's like use other door, and it just has a piece of paper pointing at the next door.
I went to a place today in Madera. The first door was use other door. And you go, okay. And then the second one was like, use the other door. And it points the other way. And you're like, okay. And then the third one was like, use door number use the door under B. And you're like, okay. And then the door under B goes, use the other door, pointing the back the other way. Like, wow, this is quite the system. But it worked. I went in the right door.
Yeah. And he got his chicken nuggies.
I get them nuggies. Right. I'll go through any doors
to get the nugget.
Well, meanwhile, they're inside. Like, watch this guy. He's gonna. Yeah, he's gonna look at that. Now he's gonna the
idiot. This is the best time I've ever had.
Watching little play by play inside the store.
Open up. Try to pull the push doors. Look at this guy. He's gonna pull it. Watch. He'll pull it.
What the fuck?
Did you change the sign to say pull? Yeah, I did.
Well, hey, man, when you put a door that has the handle on it, but then it's push, like, doesn't the handle automatically, your brain says, oh, this is a pull door. And you pull, and then it says, no, you push. I'm like, well, there's a handle, though. I'm supposed to push
it. You don't want a handle on the push side at all.
No.
No handles.
The whole world is built around making me look like an idiot. Will you call me tonight? Leave me your voicemail. Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? We're one of those guys that likes to encourage you to call the show. Tell us some things so we can listen to you. We get bored.
Yeah, we need a beer break, so take over.
Yeah, we get bored. It's like, well, what else is there to do? I don't know. Maybe somebody will call us. That'd be cool, right? Yeah, totally. You can get on the show. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line for the moment. Google Voice sent an email to me basically saying, like, you're like one of our few people that are still using this service, and they're like going through some upgrading of things and they're changing the Google Voice and stuff, and like it's losing a bunch of features, but I think it's still going to be up. But from what I could tell from the email they sent, it's just that a lot of features are going to be gone. But I think it's going to be okay. I don't think it's going to affect us. It seemed like from what I was reading. But just so you know, Google's like, yeah, no, nobody uses this anymore. I think we're going to. Oh, wait, there's one person that uses this. It's the perfect pour. Great. I guess we have to keep it up.
But do they get any calls?
Yeah, they actually get calls.
Oh shit, they actually get voicemails. Who the hell are these guys?
Oh, Google's like famous for like when they abandon something, they just they're just like, yep, it's done.
Oh, yeah, it's done. Wait, could we like, have any say? Nah, it's done.
They used to have like you could have like a basically like a checking account with them with a debit card, and I always loved it. You can get the same thing with I believe there's Venmo and the Square Cash app, but Google had their own version of it. But it was cool because you would add funds to it and it would immediately happen. Like you'd immediately have the balance, even if it took a day to debit from your actual other account. Yeah. And then you could make transactions and it would immediately debit from that balance. And so it was easy to keep track of your money without being like, okay, this target charge will hit 2 days later. I got to save this much money for it. You know, just like, no, you spent $45 at the Habit and it's gone. And then they were like, yeah, we don't see value in this. We're discontinuing it.
They're like, sir, you're spending way too much money in a Habit. We're shutting this whole thing down. Well,
yeah, let's go.
With all that talk, there are no traditional voicemails this week, but we do have some emailed voicemails, and we appreciate that. And we're gonna. Oh wait, we have some emails. You can also just email us. You know, you don't have to call. This is from Captain Whippo. Hey, guys. Happy New Year, beer. As I listen to this week's show, I wanted to wish you boys an awesome 2022. I'm still here and listening every week as I have been for 4 years now. Yes, I cannot believe it's been 4 years already. Also, I want to thank Colin and Janine for the awesome Perfect Pour calendar that I received today. I noticed that my birthday, June 4th, was included, and it was awesome to see it. Put big smile on my face. Talk to you soon, and keep up the good work. Bye. That's bye. Matt, Captain Whiffle, or as I used to call him, Captain Whiffleball. I was Captain F. Whiffo, and I was like, oh, that must be a Whiffleball reference, obviously.
What?
It's Captain Whiffleball. So... thank you, Captain Whipple, for being out there still, letting us know what's going on. Oh, we have a new show rep, finally. It's been a while. This is Matt Tubby, the handle Matt_Tubby, wants to be a show rep for the 815 area. It's the same as the Beer Father, so he wants to help out with the show rep load over there on the Central Coast. So Matt_Tubby on Instagram and Untapped and Matt Tubby on Facebook. So if you need some, help and, the Beer Father isn't, you can't get a hold of Beer Father. You can't get a hold of, Tony Bags. Matt Tubby will help you. Or 815. Wait. 815,
not 805. 815. The 815 area. Northern Illinois,
sir. There you go. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. I screwed up yet again. If you're in the Northern Illinois area and the Beer Father, which we haven't heard from a while, long time, I hope Beer Father is still out there listening. Beer with friends, bro. And Matt Tubby will help you out. I'll get that on the site as soon as possible.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm flying. Hey, it's a Wazoo Corvette. Sorry for the background noise, but I am on the plane right now on route to San Diego.
My
son's got a lacrosse tournament this weekend, so decided that we hop on a plane instead of driving there. I just happened to crack open a Fremont Lush IPA. The advantage of flying Alaskan Airs is they always keep Seattle and Washington area beers on board, which is fantastic. Happy New Year, guys. My New Year's was spent in Truckee, California, where a couple of us took about 2 hours to dig out the hot tub, which I can say it's lovely to sit in the hot tub in the deep snow watching the Sierra Nevada stars go overhead. Yeah, there's a lot of snow, and it reminded me how much I don't enjoy digging snow. But happy new year to you and to everybody out there in perfect poor land. Mikey and you guys, thanks for reporting on the incubator. Really is just incredibly horrible that someone took it upon themselves to ruin that place. Hopefully they capture that person and put them in jail for a long, long time, and they're able to build back the incubator better and bigger than it was before. Chew Your Beer, thank you very much for the Chew Approved Award. I will look forward to the plaque showing up in the mail, and maybe it's a trophy, I'm not sure, but I'll look forward to that showing up sometime. Or maybe that's something we can work on. Oh, here we go. In case you were wondering. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walk about the cabin. Get drunk. Have all the hazes you want to have.
Nope.
I'll use Haze Bros.
47 minutes.
47 minutes, Haze Bros.
But, yeah, thanks, Joe. Scotty91, congratulations for the race to number one for beers in 2021. We'll see how 2022 goes. I finished in the top 10 as far as the fantasy football goes. Horrible year for me. Congratulations. Hopefully is headed to Ants, the comeback kid. But I'm leaving this message before Sunday, so we'll see what happens. That's all. Be safe, guys. Check your dates. Have fun. I'm flying.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere over Central California, I think.
Woo! Go Stockton. Cozy Captain speaking. All you Haze Bros. Get ready, man.
Get ready.
We're getting
it's going to be hazy.
It's going to be hazy. We're getting into Fresno right now. It's going to be really hazy.
No. Oh, yes, this is John from Guitar Center on the microphone. I'm also your captain today.
Damn it, John can fly a plane and run a Guitar Center?
Yeah, it's a side gig, you know, when he doesn't get all his shift hours. The Guitar Center.
Don't forget all the Ernie Ball strings are one-third off if you mention this flight. You tell the Guitar Center that you flew with me, then you'll get one extra packet of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings. Not bass, though.
Not bass.
Just electric.
This is very secret sales enjoy. Associate for pricing.
Sit back. Enjoy. Oh, the Seattle refreshments. You can.
Welcome to the flight. This is Han. I'll be your pilot today. This is your co-pilot, Chewy. That's enough, Chewy.
I love God.
Oh, this one. I've been waiting for the show to have this. I've been looking for like a week straight, and I see people getting it. And Matt got it. Bells got it. Bells is like, this is the best beer Sierra has done for a long time. I'm like, damn it.
Oh,
I'm usually really on point with, if Bells likes it, I'm like, oh, it's got to be good. Sierra Nevada all powdered. Powder
Bells
day.
Only does bangers.
Yeah, Bells is only bangers only. He is. Bells bangers. Is all about, like, he's not about experimenting with, like, oh, this one's kind of okay. He's like, give me bangers or just get the fuck out of town.
All fives. Bells is all fives. Yep. Like if he had an untapped, he would never check in anything under the
five. If it's under fives, he's just like, fuck this. Powder Day IPA, double dry hop from Sierra Nevada. A lot of good buzz about it. I haven't had it yet.
You're about to have a good buzz.
Hey, wow. I had a bad pour. I didn't open up the can all the way. So some of the... Okay. The opening was a little bit held back a little bit, so it really gave me a foamy pour. It's all my bad. I'm going to let this calm down, and we're going to hear one more voicemail. How about that?
Hey, what's up, homies? This is Chew Your Beer. At first, you probably thought it was Nick, but it's not the Nick. It's Chew Your Beer. I'm not going through puberty, homie. Check it out. Quick little story. I went out to Hawthorne and El Segundo, trying to do a little Chew Your Beer takeover of a couple breweries out there. Not a couple, a few, homes. So, hey, let's check it out. My brother lives out in Hawthorne now. As a matter of fact, he lives a block away from Common Space and a block and a half away from LAL Works. So I figured let's go out there and hit whatever we can, Holmes. So we rolled up, hit Common Space, LAL Works, El Segundo, Upshift, Eureka Brewing. Yeah, that's it. That's five breweries. We wanted to hit two other ones. We couldn't find them. And then my understanding, there's a distillery a block away from El Segundo that distills, I think it's bourbon or whiskey or whatever. And they also brew for the a local restaurant in the area of El Segundo. So it's also, they have a tasting room for craft beer and distillery. I wanted to hit that spot, but the people I were with aren't that cool, homie. So I might have to do that over this Saturday. Go back up there and hit that. The wife really fell in love with El Segundo. So taking her up to El Segundo this weekend to celebrate her birthday. And then we'll go hit that distillery just to check it out. So I got this beautiful, sexy voice because I got a cold, homie. I didn't get the Rona. I got the good old American cold, homie. So it got really cold out there, man. By the last stop, we were at LAL Works. And, man, it was cold, man. You know, Chew. You know your homie Chew, homie. I'm wearing Dickie shorts, Vans, my high socks. And I'm wearing just a t-shirt and a hoodie, homie. And I couldn't, like, bring up the heat of my body temperature up, homie. I was just shivering, and I had to call it a night, homie. So if not, we probably would have hit two other spots. But, you know, from going in from your vehicle with having the heater on and then walking to a brewery with no heaters, LAL Works, man. Everybody else had heaters on, so except for them. So it took a toll on me, homie. It wasn't all the drinking. Cause I'm a responsible heaters, person, adult, and you know, I gotta get my hyena home, homie. I gotta get her home safe to my kids. Cause you know, fuck being a fucking parent. I'm just kidding, Holmes. So that thing took a toll, Holmes. I got really, I got a cold. I didn't get really sick. I just got a cold. That's why I got this sexy Nick voice, homie. So I'm gonna take advantage of it, and you know. Hey, you're listening to The Perfect Pour. Anyway, so just that quick little story. While being at El Segundo, I was speaking to a gentleman in front of me. And he was telling me, I guess he works for Monkish part-time as a beer tender. They just opened a new location in Anaheim. They took over Anaheim Brewery, I think it is. I don't remember. But they took over a brewery that has a brewing system. So now they have two locations. They got their Torrens and they have their Anaheim location. It's a bigger location, and they said it's going to help them with their drops, whatever, you know, beers they're dropping. So there you go. Some information for you guys, just for me mingling with the craft community, Holmes. Orale, this is Chew Your Beer. When you go out there, dress warm. I can't wait for the summer. It'll be a lot easier to handle this stuff. Maybe I should have gone out earlier, but you know, we went a little bit in the evening. But man, El Segundo Brewery is off the chain, homie. Every beer they had there is amazing. It's even better on draft than it is on cans. I fell in love with their Nitro Ned. It was a nitro stout, vanilla stout. That's all I kept drinking when I was there, homie. I didn't want to drink all their other stuff. I was in heaven with that. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer, not the Nick 80. You probably wish it was, ladies, but it's not. This is Chew Your Beer. Yaitewacho, eggs and waffles.
Chew Your Beer. Thanks, Chew, for calling in, even though you're under the weather. I like, that's one of my more favorite sayings, even though it's a negative thing, being under the weather. But when you're under the weather, I'm under the weather. Like, the weather's where, like, normal life is happening. And if you're under the weather, then you're like, I can't participate in life normally. I'm under it. I got to wait till I'm in the weather. I hope Chu feels better. That's all.
Let's normalize. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm in the weather.
Oh, I'm in the weather. Oh, wait, what? I'm in the weather. What? I'm not under the weather, at least.
Doing life.
Hopefully, Chu's okay. Remember to bundle up this season, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Don't forget the voicemails, okay, everyone? I mean, I'm a sensitive guy, and if there's not enough voicemails, then I kind of, I'm going to bad place. Shit. Damn it. I'm going to get this podcasting thing down one of these days, guys. Don't worry.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
I didn't even see Paul was in Fresno.
It's
not cool, man.
He didn't go to the quick and easy.
Thanks for calling the show. Please give us a little shout out next week, whether that's an email or voicemail.
Before Google calls and says they're shutting down podcasts.
For the Google call, enjoy that line while it lasts. Or Google's like, why are we keeping this this whole system going for one dumb podcast?
Is that podcast still going?
Is that still going? Right,
keep it going. Keep it up for one more week.
Yeah.
First week they don't get a voicemail. We're cutting.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy, Mike. He doesn't have much.
That poor guy.
Give him. Don't take away his voicemail. It's all I got. See, it's a voicemail. Oh. What were we drinking this week, Matt? What do you got?
I was reminded by the Discord that I have not been checking in beers, so that means it's going to be hard for me to recall beers.
I like that the Discord's like, what the? There's like, I'm keeping an eye on Matt. Like, hey, Matt hasn't checked into the beers in a few days. What's going on?
What? Okay. Oh, sorry. The cat.
Meow.
Yep.
Meow.
Enjoyed a Montucky the other evening. Then there is Stellar Fawn IPA from There Does Not Exist. I've had my fair share of Powder Days. Then there's another There Does Not Exist, which was really good, and it was only on draft, but they had Stag, which was a Mosaic Pale Ale.
Oh, shit.
Made sure to have a few of those. At the 411. They had the Wild Wild West.
Wow, wow, wow. They made a beer about that terrible movie. That was a bad movie. A Will Smith
movie.
That was
bad.
Wow, well, that's not a good movie.
I'm foreshadowing my next beer of the evening, the Easy Peasy from Urban Roots.
I think it's pronounced Urban.
Right. Urban. Urban Outfitters, yep. Those are things that I've drank since the last show.
All right. I'll take it.
That I have photos of that I did not check in on Untapped.
Definitely some beers that I don't remember, but those are the ones I pulled my phone out for. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untap. The Nick 80.
I had I went to the Eureka Burger, and they now have There Does Not Exist on frequently.
Oh. Oh.
But this one was a hazy. Uh-oh. Can't find the title of it.
Did you know it was a hazy when you ordered it?
No, I just, I simply asked the bartender for the most current There Does Not Exist beer. Because last time it was a clear IPA. I think it was Psychic Advisor.
Oh, you're hoping.
And so I was like, oh, maybe they still have
it. Be clear. Like, when did you notice it wasn't clear? Did you notice when the guy was bringing it to the table, or when it was getting poured at the bar, or when it was in front of you? When did you notice you're like, oh, it's a hazy?
See, I ordered the beer, then went to the restroom. And so when I'd come back, there was this hazy glass sitting on my table.
So, you're like, babe, did you tell him to take this back? What do you mean? It's hazed.
They hazed it. They gave me the wrong beer. They gave me the wrong beer.
No, honey, I wasn't paying attention to whether it was hazed. Yeah, it's hazed.
Gotta be the Firestone. This has to be, this is wrong.
Hey, the beer you gave me, it's hazed.
You seem to have hazed my beer, sir. Yeah, I still drank it.
Still went for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's There Does Not Exist. What could go wrong?
Exactly. Haven't had a bad beer from them yet. I'm waiting. I'm like hoping, God, one of these is going to be bad. I'm like, damn it, it's good.
And that was it. That was my unique one.
I'll get them up
next week. Get my numbers up.
Come on. Let's get some uniques up. It's the beginning of the year. You don't want to fall behind in January with uniques.
Man. Are we going for 1,500 uniques?
I don't know, man. That's a lot. unique happening. without many festivals out there and
taster check-ins. I need the taster counts.
There's not a lot of tasters anymore. I mean, that's hard to get the unique stuff like that. I mean, cheers to that. Oh, jeez. My untap. Where you at? That's Bearded Brewer 87, The Nick 80, and Dorktown on untap. Let's see what I have. What did I have? People that hate on Untappd, well, it's good for documenting because I'd forget most of this stuff. Do you even exist? Oh, shit. Do you even Mosaic, bro? From New Glory. Classic.
Do you?
Had
it.
Hey, it was a good date. Grocery store. I did a lot of grocery store beer this week, but it was a good date, so I had it, and it's always a good beer. Wait, Colin from Colin and Janine made a comment on this check-in. He says we're getting distro on this one, and the gummy bear's pale now bought the gummy bear's beer and thought it was pretty darn good. So Colorado's getting New Glory now. So we're California's exporting to Colorado. So like that. So Colin is approving of the gummy bears, which is a good pail. So have at it, Coloradans. Have at that Sacramento bear. Also had West Coast IPA from Moonraker Brewing Company. It was okay. I was expecting more. The brewery and the West Coast style, I was expecting more. It was all right. Hen House Brewing Company, MK Ultra IPA. That's very good at the moment right now.
That's Santa Rosa?
Santa Rosa's Hen House. I got it at Whole Foods. And that was good. Altamont Beer Works Maui Waui Tropical IPA. It is okay. And Original Pattern Brewing Company. I think that's East Bay Brewer Original Pattern. Assess the Situation. And that was a hazy IPA. That was good. That was good beer. And I had, get this, I had an Allagash White.
What?
Because people have been giving me Allagash White as a joke. Like, haha, here's an Allagash White.
Like, for reals?
Yes. Because, you know, I hate on Allagash White all the time. So, like,
ah. So now you get it?
But I haven't had it for a long time. And I've been meaning to try it again because I'm like, I hate on Allagash White all the time. But in reality, yeah. I haven't had it for years. So it's kind of messed up. So I was glad to have it again. And I did a beer bench video for it. So on the Perfect Pours YouTube channel, I did a new beer bench video with the Allagash White. And so I'm like, oh, you know what? So, you know, beer Twitter loves Allagash White. A lot of people are just like, Allagash White, Allagash White. Maybe I have it wrong. Let's try again. No, turns out it's just as terrible as I remember it. It's just it's just all banana. It's
your
all
opinion was right.
Yeah, it's all just not good. Belgian yeast and banana. So, I mean, I'm sure it's perfect for the style, but I cannot get around that style. If you like Belgians, that's cool. And I envy you because I would like to like Belgians, but I can't do it. I thought maybe my palate was like a little more advanced to where I'd be like, oh, okay, I get Allagash White now. I get what everyone's saying. I really was kind of, thinking that might be what happened when I had it because it had been years, but yeah, no, it's just, I think I'm just predispositioned to not like that style of beer. It's not really Allagash Brewing's fault. It's just, I can't do it.
It's like when people ask me, they're like, how come you don't see Belgian quads very often? And I go, there's a reason.
There's a reason. Probably because people don't like to drink it. Maybe? I don't know. It's a niche beer, and the fans of it don't ever accept that it's a niche beer. They're just like, why doesn't everybody like this beer? I'm like, well, not everybody likes banana in their beer. But okay. And that's what we've been drinking.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Matt, do you have any cheers for us?
I did not have anything prepared.
Oh, man. I'm sure you like everybody. Everybody's cool, right?
That goes without saying. All right. Which is why it wasn't said.
All right. What is understood does not need to be discussed. Sammy Hagar said that. Sammy Hagar. He's one of our modern thought leaders.
Philosophers.
Nick, Katie, do you have any cheers?
Cheers to all the lucky bastards who get to go to Buses by the Bridge this weekend in Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Ooh. I've been to Lake Havasu.
Yeah, so there's a bridge and there's a big camp out. Yeah. And it's all Volkswagen buses.
Everybody gets their boat out, Shows off the boats guns. Shut their guns out. Boats out, guns out.
That's right. Shoot some fish.
Yeah. Look at that fish. Boom, 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 boom. Got it. Son of a bitch.
Just some bitch looked at me funny.
Some bitch just swam under my boat like it was nothing. Shot him.
Think you could do that? Cheers to the Fontana Jim. I heard he was in the area recently.
He was. He was in the Clovis. Just unannounced. I hope, by the way, if you're going to be in Clovis, you need to check with Bells first. Every time I go to Clovis, I'm like, Bells, is this cool? Can I go? And he's like, nah, you don't have
your hall pass.
Yeah, he's like, nah, you can't come in. I talked to some people. You're an idiot. You know, we're all idiots over here. Go back to Fresno. I'm like, all right.
Wow.
So I'm sure Jim is cool. He's like, Bells, this is cool. I'm in Clovis. He's like, yeah, yeah. Cool. He's like, who are you? Is this Mikey? Like, no, this is Fontana Jim. Oh, okay. You're fine.
Yeah. Just don't lose any episodes, huh?
Yeah. So the Fontana Jim, was that Crow and Wolf? Or Machine Head or both? I think I sound like Crow and Wolf. He was like Crow and Wolf. Because I was telling Reggie's like, I was like, Reggie's always at Crow and Wolf on the weekends. If you want to meet Reggie,
yeah,
go down to Crow and Wolf. And I was like, and I saw Jim was at Crow and Wolf. I'm like, bro, DeFontaine Jim's at Crow and Wolf. Where you at? He's like, oh, I'm going to be there in like 30 minutes. I'm like, all right, well.
30 minutes.
Look for
your shit together.
Look for DeFontaine Jim because he's there. But Jim took off before he got there. So there was almost a Reggie and a DeFontaine Jimmy.
Speaking of Crow and Wolf, my father-in-law's band will be there on Friday.
Ooh, right now? Today?
Today at 6.
Today. 6 o'clock. Get the Crow and Wolf.
Yep.
See the
Chicken
best
and Whiskey Band.
Chicken Whiskey Band, best blues band in the Central Californias. Maybe all the West Coast. You don't know. Hard to say.
Get down. Yeah.
Is he doing like a lot of the singing with that band?
He's doing all the singing with that band.
How does he, is he all right with that? The singing part? Because it was a guitarist. Guitarist first. He's like,
yeah. It's something you, it's hard to get over, but you got to do it kind of thing. Like, you know, to hear your own voice projected loudly. It's just, it's a confidence thing. You got to build up slowly and surely. And yeah, eventually you just do it, you know.
Does it? It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Crow and Wolf Friday.
He sounds good. He sounds really good.
Oh, yeah.
Not saying he's going to win American Idol.
As an introverted former guitarist, like the singing part, I'm just like, nah, I can't. Yeah. No, I'm just going to stand over here on the side of the stage and go like, beep, beep, bop, 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 beep, beep, bop, boop.
Just random noises. And
Yeah,
he's definitely finding his own style.
I might have to.
Coming along. It's coming along nicely.
Might have to go.
We've dubbed him Billy Nelson. That's his nickname.
Billy Nelson.
That should give you a hint of what he sounds like.
I'm going to have to go out to Fresno County Friday night, Friday evening. I'm still at work at 6, but he's going to have to go a long set.
Oh, you're in luck. He goes till 9 o'clock.
Whoa! Now we're talking. What should I ask for encore, though?
Encore? Plush by Stuntable Pilot.
He'll do Plush?
Yeah, he will.
All right. I'll remember that. Cheers to Mike Judge. For apparently, he's bringing back Beavis and Butthead. According to the preliminary drawings that he posted on the Twitter, it's going to be Beavis and Butthead at aged Beavis and Butthead, like how they would look now. So they look very old, and one of them has a beer belly and everything. So I don't, apparently
they've projected them as older Beavis and Butthead before.
Yeah.
So did they stick to those? Like they're balding and pot belly and
hey Beavis.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are they going to tell us what?
What? Fire.
Is this a goddamn?
I need DP for my bungalow.
There's nothing. Come on. Mike Judge is a genius.
I don't think I watched anything else.
He's given us so much.
In the mid-90s.
King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, Office Space, and Silicon Valley. Jesus. Thank you, Mike Judge. Cheers to Mike Judge. Cheers to Cody from Beer Night in San Diego. He's written a book. He's got a book coming out. Look at this guy. You can be a podcaster and a beer drinker, and you could be writing novels. So Cody is
on bread.
Cody's leading. Look at the big brains on Cody. Cody's just living life at the highest level. And cheers to that, man. And of course, cheers to our golden gods, the perfect poor. They're on the Patreon, giving us the money. We take it. And we're like, yeah, we like money. This is cool.
We go buy Amazon coolers to review.
Yep. We go Amazon cooler buying so we can cut them open, see what's inside them. Like, honey, that's great. You got us a new cooler. Yep, I'm going to cut it open. What? Yep.
Research.
Get research.
R&D.
Can't somebody else research the cooler? Can we just use it? Nope. Cutting it open.
They said it was 3 inches thick. We got to verify.
Yeah. It says 3 inches thick. I think that's bullshit. I think it's 2.8. So I got to cut it open.
Cut it open.
Sons of bitches.
Lying to me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show and talking about the show. That's what we need. We need all that. And leave a review on the Amazon podcast, Apple podcast, whatever. Leave it. That'd be awesome.
Leave it. Leave it.
Tell all your beer friends. Like, hey, this shows these guys talk about beer. Like, oh, wow. That's pretty novel. Beer a podcast pants. That talks about beer. Yep. What did you say? Did you say beer pants, Nick?
Beer pants. Oh, we need beer pants.
I need some beer pants.
Here's my beer pants.
Right, I need some good beer pants.
They keep you warm and cool at the same time.
Yeah. Some good old beer pants we're drinking.
Stretchy, and they got like six pockets.
Yeah, I want to be reminded how big my belly is getting. I need it to stretch so that I can drink more. I need a lot of more hazies.
Haze pouches.
Haze pouch. Wow. Haze pouch. How's that haze pouch looking? Pretty good.
It's full. Full.
I got a full haze pouch.
A lot of haze in here.
All right, everyone. Be safe with your haze pouch.
Yeah.
Be safe out there in the world. Have a great week. He's safe.
In the 22.
Yeah, just be safe.